Praise the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, our Heavenly King, we come to you this morning honoring you, praising you, saying glory be to God in the highest. You deserve our praise, and so we offer that to you, and hallelujah being the highest praise. Father, we thank you so much for this day that you have made, for allowing us to get up in our right minds with all activity of our limbs and rejoice in it. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank you that they were faithful to your call, faithful to get the call, start the TMC call, as you have been forever faithful in their lives. Now, Lord, we ask, thank you so much for our speaker who's going to bring a word forth this morning. We thank you, Lord, for each and every listener, each and every family member who has gotten on this morning. Oh, God, would you bless the speaker indeed. We thank you for the rhema word that you've already poured down inside of us. And now, Lord, we thank you that this call will go forth with clarity. Nothing will be dropped because we bind that old slew-foot devil and all his cohorts in the name of Jesus. Father, now bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. I pray that you keep your hands upon us, that we know no evil and we cause no harm. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, I'm going to turn you over to our host. Have a wonderfully blessed weekend. And as I always say, from the depths of my heart to yours, I love me some you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willow. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. All right, forever, faith Friday. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Willow, for feeding and greeting everyone on this call this morning and opening us up with that powerful, powerful prayer this morning. And we give God glory for you and you and you and you on this faithful Friday. We're so thankful that God has brought us all together once more and again. I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Willa, say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call, which is our telecommunications sanctuary. And we are here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific. And we're so thankful that this call was started back in 2010 through two anointed, and I tell you, these women of God are so powerful in God's presence, and we are so thankful that they said yes to the Master. They are none other than our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. Now, of course, it was established on the Word of God, which is Psalms 88:13, and it says, "But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So, of course, as you see, we start this call off with prayer. We end with prayer. And even today, we're going to have even more prayer because we want to take your prayer and your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Now, we also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, of course, we want you to invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, and church members, and tell them this is a great way to start their day. We also encourage you to go to our website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see that the messages have been archived on there. Can you believe it? Way back 2010 up until now, you can get a word from the Lord. And there are some powerful messages back there. So go to the website and listen to some of them as time progresses. And also, you'll notice that we have the bios of our speakers. Now, what I love is that we have our theme that we're reminded with every day. And it is in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. And we believe that with all our hearts because God says when we stand on his word, he'll never leave us or forsake us. I'm not here to preach. I'm just excited. So listen, if you want to be a part of this ministry, we want you to be a part as well. So you can send your, you may want to greet, such as what Minister Willa did, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may have a word from the Lord. So So send your information to info@themasterscall.net. And not only that, you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will definitely contact you. Now, God has blessed us, many of us, to be a part of a phenomenal, phenomenal health and wellness company. I call it the best company on this side of heaven. And we got the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven. And that is without saying. And to get more information, you get with the person that invited you to this call. Or you can get on the call right after this call, which is the new morning motivational call. And today, if I'm not mistaken, is Platinum Day. And you will get some vital information on what we're doing in this company, how we're helping so many people with these awesome products. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And then you'll be able to see and hear exactly what we're doing with this phenomenal, phenomenal company. Now, some of you may be with a company, Metro PC or another company that's not allowing you to get on these calls. We do have a bridge number, and that number is 857-957-1147. Again, 857-957-1147. And then you should be able to get on all of these calls free of charge. Now, I'm getting out of the way because we have a powerful, powerful woman of God who has always been a blessing to us, and I'm excited about what God has in store for us today because I know it's more powerful information, and it is none other than our early bird, Songbird, and she resides in Southern California. That is none other than our very own Minister Tiffany Paris Lauderdale. She is the daughter of the deceased Yule and Patricia Lauderdale, and she has lived her life in Southern California. She is the middle child. She has the oldest sister as well as a younger brother, and she is a graduate of California State University in Long Beach, where she did earn her BS degree in criminal justice. She's single, saved, and she's satisfied with Jesus. She is the mother of a wonderful, wonderful son, Kalon Taj Williams, and we so love him, we call him our son as well. She is currently employed at the city of Culver City in the transportation department. And listen, when I get on the call with her many times, she's got it well taken care of in that transportation department. You could tell that they very well respect her. She loves the Lord. She serves with her church. She loves ministering to people. She always gives encouraging word on Facebook. She's always active in helping others. She even helps with little kids. She gets them situated in the morning. It's such a blessing to see a woman of God that stands firm on the word of God. She loves to travel. She loves to encourage, as I mentioned, support people, as well as her son. And he is a very respectable young man who is a basketball player. I'm looking forward to seeing him in the years to come. She's a minister who stands on the word of God, sings unto the Lord. She stands on God's Jeremiah 29:11, and she knows that he has a plan for her. Her favorite scripture is Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than our very own minister, Tiffany Paris Lauderdale of Southern California. Are you there, Minister Tiffany?
I'm here, Minister Brenda. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can. Woman of God, loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much for that profound and anointed introduction. And I thank you for being the prayer general here on the Master's Call and for being the awesome and the amazing person that you are. Definitely you are a godsend to the kingdom, and I say continue to be who God created you to be and look forward to the greater and the newer things that God has for you and your family in 2017. God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us this morning with your joy and your laughter. So early for me in the morning, but I look forward to being on this call with my TMC family, and I thank each and every single one of you for dialing in this morning. This call definitely would not be what it is, and my life would not have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as I get up early in the morning since 2010 to be on the Master's call. It was every day at one time, but life changes. But just to know that we have this platform to come into and to go back to the archives and to listen to the replays during the day definitely has impacted my life. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. You truly are women of God who are changing lives all over the place. You have definitely been an asset to my life, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the TMC family. Happy Friday to you. We celebrated Pentecost Sunday on Sunday, and I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit has been speaking and moving throughout the kingdom and basically throughout my heart ever since Sunday, and our bishop gave a powerful, powerful message on Sunday from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, which deals with the Pentecost. And so I hope you guys had an awesome week thus far, and you're going out with anticipation, expectation for greater. And so this morning I just want to come just for a few minutes and remind you that you are not just operating on your own. You're not operating on your own. Why? Because in 1 John 4 and 4, it says, greater is the one who is in you, point to you with that finger, you, than the one who is in the world. Greater is the one who is in you than the one that is in the world. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you and we bless your holy name. We magnify you. We glorify you. We honor you. We give you all the praise and honor and glory because you are God. And we thank you that greater is you who is in each and every single one of us than he that is in the world. And so, God, I ask right now that you who reside in me will increase so that Tiffany Paris Lauderdale decreases, so that your word will go forth free, clear, unhindered, uncontaminated in the name of Jesus, oh God. And I bless your name right now. I praise you. I magnify you. I decree and I declare favor, blessings, and increase in Jesus' name. I pray and I decree it and declare it, and it is so in Jesus' name. If you would turn with me for a second to 1 John chapter 2, verses 19 through 27, it reads like this. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar? It is whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a person is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son also has the Father. Acknowledges the Son has the Father also. That's 23. 24. As for you, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he promised us, eternal life. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you. And you do not need anyone to teach you, but his anointing teaches you all things. And as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. I know that was a lot, but let me go back to verse number 27, which reads, as for you, the anointing you receive from him remains in you. The anointing that you have received from him remains in you. So why do we walk around feeling that we are powerless when he just said the anointing that you receive from him remains in each of you? Do you know that you carry around something that is, it's powerful, number one. That means that you walk in power. That means that you walk in a special place because each and every single one of you have something valuable within you. Many times we allow our lives to discredit what is really going on within us. A lot of times we allow ourselves to be devalued because of hearsay, because of naysay, because of the negative things that other people say. But do you know that each of us have been blessed beyond measure? Why? Because greater is he who is in you and me than he that is in the world. I just got chills. Greater, say that with me. Greater is he, repeat after me, who is in me than he who is in the world. So why are we fearful? Why are we walking around in fear? Why do we feel that we are not God? Because he already said we are. And not only are we his, but he has given each of us something that resides in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that there is something in me that is greater than anything that could happen to me. No matter what the circumstance is, no matter what the situation is, do you know we win? We have the victory. We have a guide that will guide us, but the key to this is we got to listen. Are we listening to what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us? Do you feel like that unction in the middle of the pit of your stomach? You say, oh, well, what was that? That's the Holy Spirit getting your attention. But many times we say, you know what? Nope. I know I heard somebody, that's what we say. I know I heard something. Something told me. That's what we say. Something told me. Could that be the Holy Spirit? That I should have done that way. But no, what did I decide to do? I decided to do it my way. The Holy Spirit is there to lead us and guide us. The Bible says that the Lord says that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He is with us each and every single day. And the Holy Spirit resides in each of us. It says, but his anointing teaches us about all things. It didn't say some things. The Holy Spirit there is there to guide us and to be our teacher, to be our instructor. He is not counterfeit, but he is real. He's real. He's not fake. You can depend on him. You can count on him. He's not going to turn away from you because he resides in each and every single one of you. And as you get up in the morning, the Holy Spirit is in you and it is active. He's working in each of us. And so we just have to remain focused and remain in the mindset that greater is he in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he, hallelujah, who is inside of me than he that is in the world. That scripture in the NIV says, you, dear children, 1 John 4:4, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. We belong to God. We are his children. We already have the victory over people, over places, over things. Why? Because he has already given it to us. But we need to execute it. It needs to be activated. There are so many things that we have been predestined and purposed to do. But because of fear, because of the fact that we don't want to step out of our comfort zone, because we get into the mindset of, I'm going to do this my way. I'm going to orchestrate this my way. And then when we get to the point where we have orchestrated our way and it becomes a complete mess and nightmare, then we have the audacity to call on the name of the Lord to come and fix it. But the whole time, greater, who has been in each and every single one of us, has been just nudging on us and poking us and just trying to get our attention the whole entire time. So I tell us on this day, it's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to allow the Holy Spirit to work inside of us like never before. It's time for us to hear and to listen to what the Spirit is saying to us. It's time for us to stop being so busy and doing everything that's really unproductive in our lives, but to start just sitting down and resting in God. To sit down and rest in God so that you hear clearly what the Lord is trying to tell you. Not trying, but what the Lord is telling you to do. I was on Minister Ada's call last night, and I remember saying the word try. We're going to cancel that out of our vocabulary, the word try. I'm trying to do this. I'm going to try to do it. Well, cancel that word out of your vocabulary during the next 30, 60, and 90 days and watch what will happen. Start decreeing and declaring, because greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world, then I am going to do this. That this is going to be done, that I walk in victory. That this situation is already handled because God has supplied all of my needs according to his riches and glory, and I will not walk in lack. I am the head, and I am not the tail. I am the first, and I am not the last. I am victorious. I am anointed. I am powerful. I am forgiven. Don't walk around in guilt. Don't walk around in fear. Don't walk around in doubt. Because there's something great inside each of you. Many times you may go into a room or go into a place and people may say to you, there's something different about you. There's just something about you and I just can't explain what it is. Just know that you are the light of the world. And that when you walk into a dark place, you radiate the light of Jesus Christ. Why? Because you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior. You have accepted him as Lord and Savior of your life. Because you continue to seek him first in his righteousness. And he adds those things unto you that are for you. No one can take away what God has for you. What he has for each and every single one of you, it is for you. So never forget who you are. Never forget your worth. And I leave you with this. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come bless this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to keep you. And as you walk this day and every day forward, remember that greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Back over to you, Minister Brenda.
Well, let the church say amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for that profound message this morning, and I definitely will call you back before we go into our second half of our call to close us this portion out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, dear, gracious Heavenly Father, we so thank you, Lord God, that it's only in you that we live, we move, and we have our very being. We thank you, oh God, for your precious spirit that rules and reigns with us, oh God, that abides in us, oh God, to let us and remind us in every way and every capacity of our life that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you for this profound message this morning to remind us, Lord God, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for Minister Tiffany, who has graced us with such a powerful message, that you would just override and overtake her, Lord, with the blessings of Abraham. And thank you, Father, for enlarging her territory. And her and Kalon, Father God, I ask that you pour more and more and more virtues of your love, your peace, your joy, and even your prosperity upon their lives, oh God. I thank you, Father, that you did make them the head and not the tail. And I glorify you, Father, that they are ruling and reigning in you, Father God. I thank you, oh God, for blessing everyone on this call, for strengthening them and keeping them, Lord, in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. I thank you, Father, that they no longer walk in fear, but walking in truth, because you say we will know the truth and the truth will make us free. I thank you for Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa, oh God. I glorify you, Father, for strengthening them in every capacity of their lives. I glorify you, Father, for raising the standard in such a manner, Lord God, that people will see your glory upon their lives. I thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing in the midst of artist life and the artist family, Father God. Bless the Diaz de Leon family. Strengthen them and keep them, Father God. All those that are working from the warehouse down to the distributor that joined and the customer that joined just yesterday, oh God. I thank you, Father, for anointing this company in such a capacity, Father God, that people will see your glory filling this place and filling the hearts and the minds of all those that are part of this company. I thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing with the bereaved families, Queen Victoria and Reggie Farrington, oh God, strengthen them and their families. Strengthen Charlie Mae Lewis and Dee Lee and Bonita Cates, oh Father. I thank you for keeping them and their families in perfect peace. I glorify you, Father, for healing the sick. And we call them healed by the blood of the Lamb in the matchless name of Jesus. Father God, have your way this day and the days to come, that your name will be glorified in every way. And we say thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, TMC family, here we are getting ready to go into our second half. But I want to tell you, mark your calendars. The end of September, we will be going to Las Vegas. And we definitely want to see your face in the place. Now, remember, after this call, you can get on the new morning motivational call, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. And I tell you, we are getting ready to take your prayer requests and your praise reports. And I first want to say thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone with such an anointing on your life and for your family. And I thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for such a profound message that you have given us this day to suck on all day long. Would you please come back and give us our benediction before our second half? And then you will hear the voice of our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Over to you, Minister Tiffany.
Hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another, and may we walk into and realize that greater is he, you, Holy Spirit, thank you, who's inside each and every single one of us, than anything that is in the world. We bless you, we praise you, and we magnify you, and we go out with anticipation and expectation that greater and newer things will happen for us in 2017. In Jesus' name, I decree it and declare it, and it is so. Amen, amen, and amen. Dr. Vanessa, the platform is yours.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TNC family. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that powerful word today on this faithful Friday. We love and so appreciate you early in the morning out there in California bringing a word and you were singing for the Lord, chirping for Jesus. We appreciate you so much. Also to our prayer general, thank you for hosting our call today. You have been such a consistent, steadfast blessing, and we thank you for today hosting God's people. And to our praying machine, Minister Willa, thank you for greeting and saluting and seating all of our Master's Call family on the Master's Call today. Well, you all know what Friday is. We praise God for each and every one of you. Also want to acknowledge our co-founder, I see, who just joined us, and we appreciate having Dr. P.K. Roberts with us today also. Today is Friday, and each and every Friday, we made a commitment when we started this journey of this call. Now we're almost to 7 years ago. We started October 25th back in 2010, and as we approach that year 7 completion, we have made a commitment each and every weekday Friday to stop and take the time and make the time to hear your prayer requests, to hear your praise reports, what God is doing in our lives individually and collectively. So at this time, the queue is open. If you have a prayer request, if you have a praise report, we're encouraging you to hit *6, then 1, and it will bring you down into the queue. This is the time for our Master's Call family for us to hear from you. We make this time for you to let us know, and we take it so seriously as the prayer warriors of the Master's Call, to bombard heaven, to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge and cover each and every one of your prayer requests. We do, as mentioned by Minister Tiffany, want to continue to lift up Queen Victoria and King Reggie with the homegoing of Mother Thelma to pray for their peace and their strength in this season, as well as our dear President Charlie Lewis for the homegoing of her sister Emma, and we're praying because of one of her other sisters is now in the hospital. They did determine it was not a heart attack, but we're definitely keeping her in prayer, their injury report. So we want to keep them in prayer. We're continuing to pray for Miss Benita with the recent homegoing of her mother, Vivian. So we are family, and Minister D for homegoing of family members. And for those we don't know about, we definitely are covering you also. We are definitely praying for those who have been touched with the infirmities in their body. We are believing God for their ultimate healing in the name of Jesus. So we, as always, are lifting up our dear Kendra Carter in Maryland, keeping her covered and lifted up in our prayers. We're praying for the Diaz de Leon family, our founding family. Always want to keep them before God, the pioneers of this great, as I'm decreeing and speaking it and prophesying it, this billion-dollar company of health and wellness that is Christian-based, openly, freely, boldly decreeing the crisis. Lord, we want to cover that family, especially Elvia and Alejandro, as they have taken the lead and are doing a phenomenal job. We are praying for the field. We had a great end of month for May, and we're just believing as we're on this 90-day quest that we're praying for favor, divine opportunities, Holy Ghost hookups, and strategic setups for all of us as we go out there and artist the world as ministers in the marketplace. And we're lifting up our upcoming conference, Artists United, in September. And I am so sorry, I still do not have an exact date, but we are praying for many to go to their back office and begin to register for that upcoming event. We know the power of prayer, and as we have been specific, as we have been strategic, as we have been just eagle eye settled on birthing the best, we have watched God take these meetings higher and higher and higher, just a fresh new wind of his spirit, of his glory, of his power. And it is prophetic that it's called Artists United. So we definitely want to pray for us to be the united family with faith and family lifestyle. And now they've added legacy to what this great company stands for. So we have some folks in the queue. We're going to hear from you all right now. I see a new number here, 8473. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Eleanor Blackwell in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. I want to ask for prayer for two things. I got a call from my goddaughter, Krishna Grant. She's in she's in Dallas, Texas, but her mom has stage 3 breast cancer. Her name is Glenda Grant, and she was taken to the hospital yesterday. She has pneumonia, and her blood count is very low. So if we would keep her on the prayer line, and please pray for her. And to pray for myself, I am in need of a new caregiver. I'm having to let my caregiver go. So if y'all would pray for me, that the Lord would send me a God-fearing, wonderful caregiver, as my daughter is still in Oklahoma, Fort Sill. She is a drill sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to her yesterday. She sounded so tired. Said, Mommy, I've been in the field 4 days, and she was exhausted and had duty last night. So keep her lifted up in prayer, my daughter Sheree as well, that she once again will take that test and pass it. She failed it again just by 5 points. So I keep encouraging her to move forward. Well, that's really 4 prayer requests. Well, but thank you anyway. Thank you, thank you. Y'all have a great day.
All righty, and we will definitely keep these prayers covered and you covered. I definitely know the importance of a God-fearing caregiver, as we have one here with my mother, and we will definitely be praying for that God-anointed and appointed caregiver for you. But it's always so good to hear your voice, and thank you for calling in this morning. All right, Miss Silver Fox, good morning, good morning. Welcome
good morning,
to the call.
Pastor V, and good morning to my TMC family. I'm calling in this morning because late last evening I received a call from my daughter, so I'm requesting prayer for her and her household. The young man that's lived in her house since a young little boy, her stepson, they found him in his room the night before, unresponsive. And rushed him to emergency, and she was at the hospital all day long, most of the morning. I think she said they arrived at the hospital about 4:30 or 5 in the morning, and he is still in a semi-conscious state. And they ran blood tests on him. They couldn't really find the source of why he was in this particular state, and toxicology, and they all came back negative. So they're not sure what is going on with him. But because that they found evidence of where he has abused himself with the cutting, that they did place him in an inpatient stress center. So just keep him lifted in prayer. He's always been like a loner and to himself, and just kind of, I've talked to him a lot, and seems like he was coming out of it, but he's always seems, ever since he was a small child, to be a little bit depressed. And then it started to grow, and he is 16 now, so the years of the teen years, too, is a difficult time to go through. And he's had a lot of difficulties in school. But just keep him lifted up. His name is Dante Johnson. Because right now it's pretty critical. So just keep him lifted in prayer and keep my daughter and her family lifted in prayer as well.
Definitely will. Wow. Amen. All righty. Are there any other prayer requests before we go into our time of intercession? We definitely want to make sure that we again take the time and make the time, and there any prayer requests, this is the time that you have, that we encourage you. We know the word says in Deuteronomy 32, that 30th verse says one could put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000 to flight. All right, Prayer General, I see you have muted yourself. Do you have a prayer request?
It's me, but it's Tiffany. I don't have a prayer request, but I do have a testimony.
All right.
I have a praise report. I want to say a few weeks ago, Kalon had came home from Oklahoma. So praise God, he's here for the summer in California. But 2 weeks prior to him coming, he was in a game, and he said, "Mom, a fat boy rolled over on my ankle, and something's going on with my ankle, but you know, I'm going to suck it up. I'm going to sit back. I'll ice it. I'll put it up, and I'll sit down on the side, and when I'm able to play, I'll play." So he had been playing on the ankle off and on for 2 weeks prior to him coming home. And so when he came home the very first day, he went to play basketball, and immediately the ankle, right ankle, began to swell up. And so the coach in California said, "You know, Tiff, I think you need to take Kalon to the doctor." I said, "Okay, well, tomorrow we'll go to the urgent care. We're not going tonight, but we'll go tomorrow." And I had a decision to make. The decision was, well, do I go to Long Beach or do I go to Marina Del Rey? Well, Marina Del Rey is a lot closer than Long Beach. We're talking like Long Beach is maybe 20, 25 minutes away from me, and Marina Del Rey is probably like 5 minutes away from me. So I said, "Lord, I just need you to direct me and to tell me where I need to take Kalon today." And so he said, "Go on to Marina Del Rey." So we go to Marina Del Rey, and they take Kalon in. And first, we're both in there together. And they're looking at it, and they're saying, "Oh, no, this doesn't look good at all. This is not a good situation. Automatically, this may require surgery." And so then they take them, before they even do the x-ray, they take them in to do the x-ray scan, and then they come back and they say, "Well, he has a torn ligament in the right fibula, and also this may require surgery automatically." So automatically I see fear in my son's eyes. I see I'm afraid. I see my future is over. Immediately I see tears, and he's crying, and he's having a conversation with different people, and he's crying. And I said, "Okay, the devil is a liar. My word tells me in Isaiah that by the Lord's stripes, we are healed." Not that he was going to heal us. We have already been healed. So I already started decreeing and declaring that over him and that ankle in Jesus' name. We just happened to go into a
orthopedic surgeon's office in Marina Del Rey, not me even knowing any background about who the doctors were that I was taking my son to. But one of the doctors is the head doctor for the hockey team here in California, known as the Los Angeles Kings. And they have a procedure in that office called PRP. And PRP is where they take your blood from your own body with a needle. They filter it through a machine to purify it, and then they take that blood back through another needle, and they inject it into the area where you have the injury at. And this is supposed to expedite your healing process. Well, see, I had already begun to claim healing over him immediately when they started talking all of these different things that they thought were going on or what needed to go on before we even had the MRI, before we had any of that. I already started praying for that. That same night, my prayer sisters in my Inner City Women of Faith group, we already had started. It was the first day of our healing series. Actually, it wasn't the first, it was the second. The second series of our faith empowerment series on healing. And I was like, Lord, you are doing something. We started this healing series, and now my son is
Amen.
In this situation.
Come on now. Get to my testimony.
Okay, let me close it out. Just know that Talon is healed in the name of Jesus. He's been back playing basketball this whole week, and to God be the glory. When I say if something comes in your life, just start speaking healing. Believe it, receive it, and allow it God to manifest it in your life. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Back over.
Amen. She kind of preached two sermons this morning. We love Mr. Talon, and that is absolutely great news. We've been praying for him and watching him grow up, really. And so praise God for that testimony. All right, 314 looks like St. Louis area, 1119. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. And you? Who is this?
This is Tamika Shelton. I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri, of course. My niece is there in Dallas with you guys. She gave us your number. We are asking for prayer.
Okay, Miss Tamika, you said you're asking for prayer?
Yes, for my grandson and my brother.
Prayer for grandson and brother.
Yes. Hey. It's a little hard right now, but my grandson, he was born 24 weeks, and, you know, they're saying some things, but we asking for prayer for favor. And my brother, he went into surgery this morning. He's 38. And he's having bypass surgery.
Now, what is his name?
Antonio Shelton.
Okay. I prayed with, was it your niece yesterday?
Yes.
Jasmine?
Yes.
Look at God. Amen. Amen. Thank you for calling in, Tamika. Yes, yes, yes. I gave him my cards and invited him on the call. So glad you're on the call and calling in. Thank you. We will continue to pray for your brother and for your grandson. And, you know, 6 months, he's a preemie, but he's a fighter. And we're going to, she said something about bleeding on the brain, and we prayed about that. And, all right. We will continue to pray. I am just humbled that you joined us this morning. Yeah, I went over there to pray with her and her roommate. And amen. Well, we got you covered in prayer. And we're going to encourage you to call in and join us in. And what an honor. But we will definitely be praying for your grandson. Amen. All right, guys. See, we just invite people, and we're honored when they join us. Is there anyone else before we go to our time of prayer and intercession? So glad you're able to join us. All righty, I don't see anybody else coming into the queue, so let's pray. Father God, we just thank you on this faith-filled Friday. We thank you first because you are Lord. You are King of Kings. You still rule and reign on the throne. We thank you that you still are our Jehovah Rapha, the healing virtue, our balm of Gilead. You still are our Jehovah Rohi. You are our guide and our shepherd when we don't know the way, don't even know which way to think about or choose. We thank you that you lead us and guide us. You are for those who need today, our Jehovah Yireh. You're the God that supplies all of our needs, that Jehirah, some we call him. You are our Jehovah Shalom. Some of us need your peace in the midst of the storms of life, and we hold on to that peace. Daddy God, we thank you this morning that you are our Jehovah Nisi. You are the God of our victory, and we ask today for you to be our Jehovah Tiskanu, the God of righteousness, and we will stay in right relationship with you. And our Jehovah Makedesh, you're cleaning and sanctifying us in this Pentecost season. We are so excited that we woke up with the mind of Christ to come together, to pray together, to bombard heaven together, to look to the hills for which cometh our help, because our help, Daddy God, we know comes only from you. On this Friday, Father, have free will in our lives, move in our lives, revelate and illuminate to us your perfect will, and we thank you that it will manifest in our lives today. We bless each and every caller on the line. We continue to send out those words of comfort to the Flanagans, to Charlie Lewis and her family, to Miss Benita and her family, to Dee Lee and her family, and every other family who's had loved ones who've transitioned. We ask for your comfort, your strength, Father, your peace. Give them the joy of the Lord, which shall be their strength as they walk through these days. Let them feel the prayers of their master's call, family, as we in one accord on the front line speak, announce, align the heavens with your word. We lift up our dear sister Kendra Carter. We speak to her brain, Father, and every cell and every organ and every tissue in her legs, her muscles. We call her the heal, the whole, a miracle in the making, the blood of Jesus. And Father, even in her home now, said she's being a testimony who all who come in and out of that room who are knowing she is a miracle. And we thank you as she's continuing to take and use these products. We're watching you do supernatural things in her and through her. Father, we lift up the founding family of this company, the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, Father, that over 26 years ago, they saw fit, Father, to begin this journey to make themselves a health and wellness company and to base this company first on faith in you. Faith in you, Daddy God. Faith in you that we can do all things with the eyes of faith, that we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you that as they began this journey, they based it on faith in God, and even with the mustard seed of faith, you are mushrooming and exploding and spreading all around the world this great company. And it's about family, Father, a tenet of that we love one another, a different model with a different ministry in this network marketing industry. And it creates a lifestyle that glorifies you as a living epistle. And we love how we've added that it creates a legacy that our children's 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 children will learn to walk in optimum health and experience generational wealth. We thank you, Daddy God, as we pray for Mama and Papa Diaz de Leon. We thank you for wisdom and guidance and favor for Alejandre and Elvia. We just thank you for their dedication, their determination to take this company to the next level, the new dimension in you. In the name of Jesus, we decree it to be the billion-dollar company. We thank you in this season where you have done the shifting and the sifting. Oh, we thank you that we're coming forth as truly the pure goal. We lift up this upcoming conference of Artists United. We thank you that the prophetic theme of being united on one accord, one mission, one mandate, speaking in one voice. Oh, we thank you for hearts as we're connected at the hips and we're joined at the hearts to have a passion and a compassion to share these products, to share our love for Christ everywhere we go, in our going in and our coming out. We call this September conference blessed. Now, right now, we already begin to pray for those who need the time off, the finances, the caregivers in place, all the integral details in planning a trip will take place. We pray for favor for the place that Elvie is determined to secure and that all things come together. We just pray, Father, that those on our 90-day plan to achieve the ranks, to walk across that stage with the goals and desires, Father, touch us. Let us do all we can do, that we know that you, Daddy God, will do all that we cannot do. In the name of Jesus, we cover this conference by the blood of Jesus. Now, Father, we lift up our dear sister Eleanor there in Florida. We pray for her goddaughters, the mother, Glenda Grant, and breast cancer is a name. Third stage breast cancer is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. We send the word to Jehovah Rapha, healing virtue to every cell, every blood vessel, every organ. Father, we know that it may exist, but that's a fact. But the truth of your word is by your stripes. We call Miss Glenda healed. We ask for a Holy Ghost blood transfusion in her body even right now. And as she is there, Father, and send around the doctors who know you, the nurses, the aides, the anesthesiologists, anybody, everybody who comes in and out around her family, that they speak life and life more abundantly, that they call on you, Jehovah Rapha, healing virtue. Now speak peace to her mind that this is a fight she shall win in the name of Jesus. And we speak she is winning by the Jehovah Nisi. Father, we pray for Sister Eleanor, who's in need of a caregiver. You know the God-anointed, appointed caregiver whose hands, whose heart will be an extension of you. So we call them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west swiftly. You touch their hearts. You work it out. You bring them to her. You order their steps so that it will be a divine connection. We'll even hear the testimony how nobody but God could do it. Now, Father, because they will have such a close relationship around her and taking care of her, Father, let them be sold out to you, radical to you, understanding that they literally are an extension, their hands of you. We call forth in that anointed and appointed caregiver right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we pray for her daughter, Sheree, who's away at camp there in Stillwater, and we just ask peace in her heart and strength to her body. And, Father, she will not grow weary in well-doing. We call her passing this test that you have given her in the name of Jesus. We send encouragement to her heart even right now that in the midst of the process, in the midst of this season, that God is perfecting everything that concerneth her in the name of Jesus. Now we thank you for our dear Silver Fox, Miss Jackie. We pray for her daughter and her household. Now we call out Dante Johnson's name, spirit of depression. We curse and cancel your assignment, even in this semi-conscious state, baffling the doctors on what's going on. Daddy God, we know you know, because you know all. So we ask you, Father, to download into their understanding, in their minds, exactly what is going on. But we curse those spirits that have latched themselves, the generational curses even, against this child that would try to continually steal his joy and his peace. Dante Johnson, you belong to God. his head, this on you. The prayers of the righteous penetrate through every demonic stronghold. We put an axe to it at the root. You cannot have this young man. The blood of Jesus is against you. Now we thank you that we speak life into this young man. We speak the peace of God. Father, give him a blood transfusion of your joy. Father, snatch his life out of the jaws of death and degradation. And as you said in Colossians 1:13, translate and move him into your marvelous light. So, Father, I thank you that, again, everyone, anyone who comes around him, taking care of him, touching him, will have your love, peace, joy, and speaking life into his life. Now, into her daughter, Jackie's daughter, and the home has been affected. Father, I speak the peace of God. We drive out every spirit, every unclean, unhealthy, unholy, ungodly spirit that would try to abide in that home. We cancel and curse your assignment. We apply the blood of Jesus to the doorpost of that home, to the doorpost of their hearts. We speak the deliverance of Christ into that family right now in the name of Jesus. Dante, we speak to your spirit. We speak to your heart. We give you and speak that Jesus died for you. And we speak the fight into his spirit to live in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we celebrate with the songbird about Kalon, and thank you. You said you would order our steps. You said that you would give us favor, that you would open the doors no man could shut and shut the doors no man could open. I thank you for ordering Tiffany and Kalon's step. Father, you know the anointing, the call, the talent that you placed in this young man. And devil, you cannot, can never steal him from his destiny. And still the time that God has used him and the talent of basketball to be successful in you. So I thank you for ordering their steps to exactly where they needed to be. And we speak to Jehovah Nisi's successful victory of the surgery. We celebrate, God, your faithfulness. We celebrate, God, you, what the devil meant for bad. God, that Genesis 50, that 20th verse, just like Joseph said it, what the devil meant for bad, God, I thank you that you turned it around for your glory and for Kalon and Tiffany's good. Now, Father, that's a testimony that all of us can hang our hats on, that you are faithful, that you are just, and that if we don't grow weary in well-doing, oh, Father, I thank you that you make a way out of no way. And, Father, we lift up our dear Tamika and Jasmine and her roommate, the entire family. I speak to Miss Tamika's spirit, grandmother's love. We send the word, even there in St. Louis, of peace in her heart, a boldness to only say what God says, that these loved ones shall live and not die, to decree and declare the works of the Lord. So we ask for prayer for her grandson. I thank you that the bleeding that's on his brain as he was born premature, we call him the healed. We call him the whole. We speak life and life more abundantly. And Father, we thank you. You are the Surgeon General to lay your hands on that child, that there's no distance in prayer. And that this young man is a fighter, is a warrior for you. And that he may be born premature, but he's whole from the crown of his head. And that brain and his circulatory system, there shall absolutely be no side effects. I thank you. You're turning it around in the name of Jesus, our little miracle in the making. Father, we send that word of Jehovah Rapha, healing to his little body now. Peace to his mom. Peace to his grandmother. And for Antonio, Father, even as surgery on his body, we call him the healed and the whole. You be in that room, Father. You guide every surgeon's hand, every nurse. We speak life and life more abundantly. We speak your blood, your blood, your blood that never loses its power to transcend on this family. So I thank you, God, for the spoken prayer request and the unspoken prayer request on this line this morning, that we lift them up to you. And we know, according to your word in Isaiah 55:11, not one word shall return void. But we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the accuracy of the Holy Ghost, the Paga prayers, the prayers that hit the mark, that we don't have to wait till the battle's over. We shout now the victory that you're a healing Jesus, that you're a delivering Jesus, you're a way-making Jesus. Father, you're a recoverer of all kind of Jesus, and that's why we hear on the Master's Call. We hear as a part of our Artist Life family. We celebrate you. We trust you. We lead on you. We trust the Lord in all of our ways, and we don't lead on our own understanding. As we have prayed, as we have petitioned, we acknowledge you, and we know you are directing our paths. So as we seal this time of intercession, as we seal this time of prayer, our words will line up with our prayers, that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. And the word of our testimony is that we win, that we are whole, that we are healthy, that we are all powerful because of you, in you. We can do all things. Now, I thank you for sensitivity in the Holy Ghost, that each and every person on this line knows your voice and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. We thank you for obedience in the Holy Ghost. We thank you for trusting in you and you alone. We won't be moved by a doctor's report. We won't start saying anything but that we're healed, that we're whole, that we're delivered, that we're free in you, and whom the Son sets free, the sons and daughters of God, whom you set free, we are free to be indeed all God you called us to be. So we seal this prayer. We decree and declare that it is done, and it is so in our lives, in Jesus' name, which there is no name greater than the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen means so be it in my life. So we ask you to go out rejoicing, go out convinced and confirmed and committed to watch God show up and show out. This is Pentecost season. He'll do it like he did it in the book of Acts. He's going to do it in our lives now. No doubt, no wavering. Our conversation, our walk, our talk exemplifies that we are victorious ministers in the marketplace. Go out, have an awesome day, have a blessed weekend, and we look forward to hearing you on the Master's Call on Monday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.